This is a sermon given at St. David's Episcopal Church in Austin, Texas. Visit our website at saintdave.org.
I get tickled with that phrase from Luke, go and tell that fox. In my mind, as wrong as it might be, I can see Jesus putting his fists on his hips and saying that. In the South and in Texas, we have a saying, bless their hearts. And it sounds like a sweet thing to say, but it really doesn't mean a sweet thing at all. It means, oh, that fool. That's the kind of thing we run into when we look at Jesus, who is certainly exposed to the Hebraic understanding of things and also the Greek understanding of things. Ever since the time of Alexander, there has been a terrific Greek influence in the Palestinian region. So we have to look at it both ways, but they both work. You're not going to have a test on this. If I had my way, you would, but I don't get my way. Another reason to say thank you, Jesus. In the Hebraic understanding, a fox was a destroyer. It went and messed up the hen coop. It went and messed up so many things of the village people. It was one that was not appreciated, even if it could be cute. It was not appreciated at all. In the Greek understanding of the fox, it was seen as clever and conniving. It could be one that would think about its strategy and pinpoint what it needed to do and in a very clever way carry it out. So in one, it was hated. In one, it wasn't enjoyed, but it was honored for its resourcefulness. Honored is not quite the right word. It was respected for its resourcefulness. I've had a day and a half to think about it. I'm not going to do it well. But yet again, in our world, we have a horrible, horrible tragedy that happened this time. And of all places, a country that is more laid back than Austin, Texas. New Zealand, 50 people murdered in two different Islamic congregations. I've gone and spoken with Kadir, who is the executive director of our Islamic Center in Northwest Austin, and express to him our prayers and concern and our love for the Islamic community as they go through this horrible, horrible time yet again, as Jews in our country and throughout the world have gone through, as Christians in our country and throughout the world have gone through. Yet again, we embrace because we are children of faith and a higher hope. We embrace because we are victims of a tragedy yet again. So in my opinion, when I look at that phrase, go and tell that fox, I am here to do my work. Go and tell hate. We are here to do the work of love. If hate wins, we're all done for. That's not my hope. That's not my belief. My hope and my belief is that love wins. My faith holds tremendously to that ideal. In fact, it's the cornerstone of my ideal. It is a leading principle in the faith of many throughout the world as well. So, it may be simplistic, but when it comes to Herod or hate, go and tell that fox, I'm about my business, and my business is the business of love. Amen.
You can find more lectures and sermons on iTunes by searching for St. David's Episcopal Church in Austin, Texas, or visit our website at saintdave.org and click on the podcast button.